This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Taiwan, in trying to differentiate itself from mainland China, has adopted kawaii, or cuteness culture, from Japan, its former colonizer, by embracing Hello Kitty emblems everywhere from McDonald's to its own train service. Federal appeals court struck down North Carolina's voter identification requirement, upending voting procedures in a crucial state 3 months before Election Day. In holding the legislature did not enact challenge provisions with discriminatory intent, the court seems to have missed the forest and carefully surveying the many trees, the Fourth Circuit panel said of the district court ruling that upheld the law passed by the Republican-controlled General Assembly there. This failure of perspective led the court to ignore crucial facts bearing on legislative intent, including the inextricable link between race and politics in North Carolina. The appeals court added later, faced with this record, we can only conclude that the North Carolina General Assembly enacted the challenge provisions of the law with discriminatory intent. Hillary Clinton became the first woman to accept a major party's presidential nomination in a speech at the Democratic Convention that directly challenged Donald Trump. Ask Me President Lee Sanders brokered a compromise on the platform to make a deal with the Bernie Sanders forces on trade. The Democratic platform would stay silent on the prospect of a TPP vote in Congress, but oppose trade agreements that do not support good American jobs, raise wages, and improve our national security. The NLRB rejected the Las Vegas-based Trump International Hotel's request for another round of review after losing a representation election to the Culinary Workers Union, which has been supporting the union drive and representing the workers. Zika cases in Florida were likely spread by mosquitoes. Local mosquitoes, an insecticide, has been found to reduce bee sperm by 40%. After 5 years, the EPA has finally produced a new rule on the use of formaldehyde. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.